This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm happy to be here with you. Whether you're at home, at work, you're ready for the weekend, you're leaving that job, screw your boss. I said it. Not me, I love mine. Yours I don't like, and you shouldn't like them either. Anyway, you can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on the Infinity Sports Network, whatever that local affiliate is, wherever you live, I don't know. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask that speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to talk to me? It's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Happy Friday to you. Oh, I love the music. Let it play. I love it. It makes me happy for Friday. There we go. Happy Friday music. Anyway, we talked about a lot so far. Atlanta Hawks decide to trade DeJounte Murray from Atlanta to New Orleans. Yeah, he's a Pelican now. No more DeJounte and Trey. The 55-62 record is for losers. Anyway, what a week it's been. A wild week. And as I sit here, and well, I stand up in the studio. As I stand in the studio, there's even more things going on. I had to lose my mind watching the NHL draft. Damn. We talked about a lot. You missed a minute. Hit rewind on the free Audacy app. We kind of ran down everything. Kyle Filipowski, the Atlanta Hawks trade. A DeJounte now going to the Pelicans. And we talked Lakers and... Man, we even got into Paul George and his free agency. We talked about the future of the NBA. Somebody like Cooper Flagg expected to go number one overall next season if he lights it up at Duke. We talked about Klay Thompson. Looks like he might be done in Golden State. What? Maybe. It's possible. And then right before the break, as I told you about the NHL draft, it is so cool. It's taking place at the Sphere in Las Vegas. You know that ridiculous thing that James Dolan bought or had built? Big old ball. Well, it's a Sphere. Home of the NHL draft. Not too bad, not too shabby. Looks pretty cool. I mean, you got all them lights and screens. It makes the Barclays Center look like a dungeon. And so thinking about what we've had so far in the draft, I've only seen one person named Aginla in my whole damn life. His name is Jerome. He played for the Calgary Flames. And I'm standing here in the studio getting ready to go to commercial, and I'm saying to myself, I see a guy get drafted. His name is Aginla. And I'm like, wait a minute, this has to be. He got to be related to Jerome, and it's his son. This kid's name is Tej. And he just got drafted to the latest franchise here in the NHL. Or franchise that moved. What a stupid name they got. The Utah Hockey Club? Are you kidding me? I know it's a temporary name, but you couldn't come up with better than that for a year. Congratulations to the Aginlas. That is crazy as hell. Not quite LeBron James-esque. Jerome's son is only 17 years old. Congratulations to him as he plies his trade in the NHL whenever he makes it over there. Shout outs to our producer holding it down in New York for us, Colton Gesser. What a day. What a day. Hey, Colton, I didn't expect to see that, Colton. I saw Ginla, and I said to myself, does everybody who plays professional sports, does everybody's kid just play? Everybody's kid doesn't, huh?
Sure seems like it that way nowadays, doesn't it, JR?
Yeah, look, Jerome could still play. You think he's still got something left? No, right? He's cooked.
Definitely cooked.
He's cooked. Yeah, he's cooked. Now, wouldn't that be something if he ain't necessarily Gordie Howe out there, but I guess everybody can't be LeBron James, even though we've yet to see LeBron play with his son. That day is pretty much inevitable. We'll get into that as the show continues and rolls on. It's just a cool sight to see the NHL draft taking place in the Sphere. Have you been out there yet in Vegas, Colton? You seen it yet?
I have not, no.
Yeah, it's just a big ball of light, that's it. A way for James Dolan of the New York Knicks and Rangers, Radio City, another way for this man to just go out there and make money. And why not? It's Las Vegas. I mean, if they're going to dump this stupid Sphere somewhere and hold events, there's no better city, I would say.
Imagine having money, JR, like that. Just like, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do with all my money? I'm going to go build a big ball, and I'm going to go put it out in Vegas, and let's see what happens with it. Just imagine that. Just like having that money, like, I'm going to go do that.
Easy when it's your daddy's money, right?
Yeah, that definitely helps. Again, yeah, but then up here in New York, we have the dump of the mall that is now turned into a big mall. That used to be an absolute dump next to MetLife Stadium.
Oh, American?
Yes, the American Dream Mall or whatever, yes. I have not. No, I'm not interested in all that nonsense.
You're not going in that ski thing that took 50 million years to build?
That's right. That's what I'm talking about, the ski lift. It was so ugly sitting next to MetLife. It's like, oh, gosh, you have an AC unit here, and then you have that dump. I'm like, what are we doing? And then you have a Sphere out there in Vegas. Like, what are we doing? We have, I just don't get it. You have New York. It's all pop. And then everything we have around here is yikes. Like, SoFi is beautiful. Allegiant Stadium's beautiful. And then you have New York, and it's like, oof.
Are you saying all the stadiums in New York are garbage?
I might get killed for this, JR. I think MSG is overrated.
It's whatever. The renovation was just, it's whatever, but keep going.
Yeah, I think MSG is overrated, and MetLife, I think it looks like an air conditioning unit, JR.
It does. You know what? You're right. I've always called it a concrete dump, but it does look like an AC.
It looks like an AC unit, and then you have SoFi, as beautiful as that is in LA. Yeah, and then Allegiant Stadium is beautiful. Like, what are we?
Oh, it is.
You would think MetLife is like 20, 30 years old. No.
It is. Allegiant, have you been inside Allegiant?
No.
Oh, my God.
I wish.
It is. It is sleek on the. It is as sleek and beautiful on the inside as it is on the outside. You feel like. And you know, everything is so cool. You don't have to be a Raiders fan. Black is cool. There's a reason why bikers wear black. There's a reason why Darth Vader was out there in black and had the mask, besides being burnt to a crisp. Like, black is sleek, it's fashion. There's a reason why people in New York, they always say, people in New York, everybody wears, it's just, you just rock black, that's it. No frills, no nothing, you can fashionize it, whatever. Black is cool. Allegiant Stadium? Just to have it's like the tiles are black, the lights are black with white lights. Walking through Allegiant Stadium, you feel badass. You feel like you're going to beat somebody up, and you feel cool. Barclays Center is black. It feels blah, okay? Madison Square Garden, as you mentioned, it's just renovation. I miss the old Madison Square Garden. Sue me. City Field is okay, right? You like City Field?
Never been a Yankees fan over here.
Oh, okay.
I think the new Yankee Stadium is, I like the old Yankee Stadium better.
New Yankee Stadium is too big.
Yes.
It's too big. Massive. And I mean, well, I guess beggars aren't choosers. The old Yankee Stadium was too small, if you ask me. I hated going. Hated. Trying to walk through the concourse was just, I felt like I was back in the 20s. And I guess that wraps it up for all the stat. I'm not going to UBS so long. I'm not going out there. UBS.
I'm right though, aren't I, JR? Overrated. You think New York, big market.
No.
Stadiums are very overrated. They're not great out here.
So what did you want? Dolan to put the... He could put the spear in Times Square. He could.
It'd be something somewhat, I guess, interesting about New York, huh?
Could you imagine if they did put... Well...
Where are you putting that thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where the hell would you put it? It'd have to be a miniature version. What thing holds, what, 15,000 people?
Hey, put it on an island. Hey, put it on
one
an
of
island.
One of those islands?
Yeah, what, put it on there and just the be a laughing stock.
The vacant one with the graves or the one that used to hold like the insane asylum?
Ooh. Coin flip over, JR.
I don't know.
Imagine that. Wouldn't that be so New York-like, you know, something what? Weird like that? The sphere out here, just put on a random island and say, "Ah, get to it."
I don't know if there could you could maybe you put a spear in Nashville, but that's I think the spear is tacky for any place that's not Vegas.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's very fitting.
I mentioned this earlier this week. I don't know why I was talking about it. Something happened with the spear. James Dolan wanted to put one in Las Vegas, not in Vegas. There's one in Vegas already. He wanted to put one in London. London said no because of the light pollution. Because it's just it's a spear that's lit up. And I'm sure you could turn the lights off at night and this and that. Sure, fine. But even when it gets the sun goes down, you just got a ball blinking just in the middle of the city? I don't know. Maybe they could put one in Hong Kong or maybe, no, not Hong Kong has its own problems, but a beautiful lit up city. I don't know. Maybe it's another one of these Asian cities with the big lights. Maybe give Tokyo. Tokyo could have a spear, but well, they could do baseball in there or sumo wrestling.
I said the only thing that comes to mind would be Tokyo. Outside of that, I think it'd be very like out of place. And like the only place in the U.S. again, it'd be hilarious if it was Vegas. New York, but the only place would be Vegas.
No spear in Minneapolis.
Oh gosh.
Texas, get us no spear in Texas. Yeah, Vegas is no, not New Orleans. New Orleans doesn't need no spear. Yeah. Congratulations, it'd be nice. I like the technology though. NBA has some room to grow. They got to pick a new location. Stretching this stupid NBA draft out over 2 days at the Barclays Center of all places didn't work. But, you know, and for all of these renovations we got going on, the Bears are expected to get a new stadium and the Jacksonville Jaguars are getting a new stadium. And they're getting a renovated stadium. I reeled earlier this week about another renovated stadium. For the life of me, I'm like, man, these billionaires can't pay for their own crap like the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, we've run the gamut. Like a lot of stadiums all over the country are they're new as hell. Minnesota has a new stadium. And I guess at this point, Foxborough is kind of old. I guess they'll be looking to fix that up. And I actually think they are. How long before MetLife gets a facelift? How long you think they're going to wait? Another 10 years?
They won't fix the turf. They won't fix the grass. But don't worry. They're going to bring in new sod for the World Cup and all the Copa America. Don't worry. They're bringing in grass for that. But no. We're not doing it for the players, for our actual NFL players.
I was going to ask you. We had Copa America here in Atlanta, and everybody from Argentina, they hated the grass because they said they did nothing but find sod and stitch it together. And they had Messi run around on this crap. Like, we got the World Cup coming here. What is it? In 2 more years? Damn. That time flies. We got the World Cup, and then we have the Olympics. There's a lot of stuff going on in America.
They better figure it out, JR. I'm a footy guy. They better figure out this turf situation, this grass situation before the World Cup, because it is going to be a disaster in 2 years if they do not figure this out.
You think, well, the final is going to be, and the final going to be at MetLife?
Yeah, absolute dump.
At New York Stadium, huh?
Yes, sir.
Can't name it what the hell it's really named because that's can't call it New Jersey Stadium because if I live in Qatar, do I know what New Jersey is?
No.
And probably not for good reasons, no. Can't call it MetLife Stadium because MetLife ain't paying FIFA. What a convoluted world it is. You don't feel confident that they'll have the grass figured out at all these stadiums? You don't feel good about that?
Again, we have their own players of their teams that they own going down with the turf. They just won't fix it. I don't get it. I will never understand. You have two owners at MetLife, and you still can't fix it and put actual grass. There'd be two of you paying for it. I can go on a tangent on this.
It costs money. They say we run enough events, and it costs money. It's cost-effective to just have the stupid turf out there.
It is so silly, JR. I don't get it. I mean, again, a lot of people aren't huge into soccer and all of it and watching, but some of these stadiums are absolutely gorgeous in what they do with the turf and how much money they invest into it. It's incredible. That's why they have the best athletes in the world playing on it, and you don't have to worry about injuries. Yet we have Saquon Barkley going down, Sterling Shepard blowing their ACLs, Aaron Rodgers lasting four snaps. Yet we will not change the grass here at MetLife, and we will continue to play on turf and watch all of our players go down.
Now, would Aaron Rodgers, he would have got hurt regardless. That could grass or turf, that old man's legs would have been cooked. But in regard, you don't think 2 years is enough to get the grass together? I know here in Atlanta, they waited like 4 days before. They said, let's stitch together some grass, which is a poor idea. But a two-year leeway, you don't think FIFA is going to be like, hey, what the hell are y'all doing? They're going to have the grass together by then.
I hope so, JR. I truly hope so, because it's some of the greatest athletes in the world coming here, so they better figure it out, JR.
Well, I think if these football players ain't going to play on that crap if it's garbage. I have confidence. I have faith that the stadiums and the teams and the cities here will have the grounds together. Nobody wants to be the embarrassment. Nobody wants to be the team where XYZ player, you know, blows out his knee because he's playing on some crap that they stitched together 3 days before. We'll see. I got faith. I got confidence. At the same time, it's FIFA. I guess they'll bribe somebody to get the job done. I expect it. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of money, I want to talk to you about the NFL, because the NFL might owe you money. I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. We were talking about stadiums and arenas and grass and fields and the good ones, the bad ones. Jacksonville's getting a new stadium. That place is a dump. It is. Rat's nest. MetLife, as Colton pointed out, looks like an air conditioner. It does. It does. Well, I could tell you this. These things cost money. In the case of the NFL, building a stadium costs you a couple bill. Buying a team costs a few billion dollars. Well, it looks like the NFL might owe you and or me some money. It's been a lawsuit been kind of hanging around for the past 6 or 7 years. As a small sports bar in San Francisco decided to go ahead and file and start a class action lawsuit against the NFL because of NFL Sunday Ticket. And what's the problem with NFL Sunday Ticket? Well, if you buy NFL Sunday Ticket, you know how much it costs. Almost $400, depending on when and where you buy it, how long. $400 is ridiculous. You get every game. Every game that's not in your neighborhood. If you live in one part of the country and your favorite team is on the other, you can still watch them. $400, though? I can't just buy my individual team? And if you're a sports bar or restaurant like the place that started the class action lawsuit, you got to pay thousands of dollars just to put the games on in your establishment. And tough going, right? And so the NFL, apparently for right now, is in a little bit of trouble. No big deal if you ask me, but I think they're in a little bit of trouble. Take a listen to this report, courtesy of the folks at CNBC.
Well, the jury has reached a verdict in the class action lawsuit against the NFL for the distribution of Sunday Ticket, and the jury has ruled in favor of the plaintiffs and against the NFL. Damages awarded total about $4.7 billion, $96 million for commercial subscribers to Sunday Ticket, and $4.6 billion for residential subscribers to Sunday Ticket. The NFL issuing a statement saying that they're disappointed with the verdict and, quote, "We continue to believe that our media distribution strategy, which features all NFL games broadcast on free over-the-air television in the markets of the participating teams and national distribution of the most popular games, supplemented by many additional choices, including Red Zone, Sunday Ticket, and NFL Plus, is by far the most fan-friendly distribution model in all of sports and entertainment." Here's the key piece here. They say they will certainly contest this decision, as they believe the class action claims in this case are baseless and without merit. What that means is this will be appealed and could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Man, that means you ain't getting no money. Don't hold your breath. This is going to be in litigation forever. If you, like me, have paid crap ton of money, a crap ton of money, for NFL Sunday Ticket. And I've gotten Sunday Ticket. Why? Because I talk about sports for a living, man. If I wasn't sitting here talking about, I don't know, the Los Angeles Chargers to the Ravens to the Dolphins, if I didn't need to know what the hell was going on, I wouldn't be paying for no Sunday Ticket. At least I can expense it for work. Sheesh. $400? How many games can you really watch at one time? On NFL Sunday Ticket, I actually know. I could put four games on a screen, on a digital screen. I can't pull up Sunday Ticket and watch four games on my TV. Come on. It is robbery. It is. It's also been said the price is overinflated. Why can't you pay for a singular team? Why do I have to pay for all 31 franchises that are outside of my local market? Why do I have to do that? It sounds like robbery to me. And the NFL has tried to delay this, and now they could be on the hook for upwards of $13 billion. That's about $500 million from each team. Y'all can afford it. You can do it. Once you take away the lawyer fees and, I don't know, more fees and whatever to have you, maybe you get $2. That's if this makes it to the Supreme Court and doesn't get chopped down. But this is robbery now, okay? $400? I know the NFL has a monopoly on everything. Before YouTube got a hold of NFL Sunday Ticket, it was reported that another entity wanted to offer it to fans for $70 a year. NFL said, hell no, we're going to YouTube. They're going to charge $400 and the fans are going to pay for it. It's one of the greatest flim-flams ever. There should be no reason why. $400, is it that? Is it worth that much? I can't pay to watch one team? I get it. The NBA runs games every day in the course of the season, just about every day, multiple games a day. Basketball here, basketball there. Man, they don't charge $400. I get it. It's not the NFL. But then at the same time, the NBA actually says, hey, you only want to watch this game? Yeah, you can pay to watch this one. You don't got to pay for the whole damn thing. You got options. The NFL has refused to do that. They say you pay for everything or you have nothing. It's like, well, chop me down at the legs. Why don't you take my left arm? Take my right arm. Take my left one. My left leg. Just. Leave me with nothing. I hope the NFL loses. I don't think so, but it's what it is. Colton, what are your thoughts on these ridiculous prices? Don't even get me started on how much people have to pay for streaming. You got to pay for the internet. Now you got to pay for this. And it's impossible to watch all these games. What do you think about this?
It's ridiculous to be paying this much, JR. I'm a Steeler fan, so I, again, of course, have to pay for Sunday Ticket to watch the games, being in the metropolitan market. So clearly the Steelers are not on local TV for me. And then on top of it, JR, you have Amazon Prime. The Steelers had two games on it last season. So what? I'm paying for YouTube for the whole season. And, oh, by the way, I have to go pay for another entity to watch Netflix or to watch Amazon to watch the Steelers for two games. Oh, then this year they're playing on Christmas, so now I have to pay for Netflix. So I'm paying how much for Sunday Ticket? But then I don't get all the games. I do not get every single Steeler game for that price. I have to go then pay Netflix. I have to go pay Amazon. What are we doing? I get it. People are paying the money for it, so shoot, do it. But my goodness, they don't care about their fans. Like, how much do we have to pay to watch these games and get them?
They know the fans will pay for it. Now, let me ask you, when it comes down to the Amazons and what have you, can't you not get that, like, on a free preview type thing?
Oh, JR, trust me, we do that.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask.
We always timed up. Like, all right, you order it. You sign in. This is your free month, all right? Then, okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, my fiance, it's your turn. You sign up. It's your free month. And we somehow get through the season. But my goodness.
I think there was a report that said if you wanted to watch every single NFL game, I think it would cost a fan a little more than like $1,000, I think. Or maybe I'm bugging. I think that's correct. That's like $1,000, right?
Yep, you're correct.
What NFL fan? Like, and I'm not BSing. Is it possible? There are people who are doing it. But is it possible to watch every single game? It's impossible. You can't.
I think I saw something, JR. I think it's cheaper to go to every single Carolina home game, like a lot, than it is to pay for a Sunday ticket.
I can imagine. Weren't they selling games for like a penny last year?
They sure were. And I forgot, on top of all that, Peacock. I forgot there's another one.
What is that? Playoff games or Christmas, Black Friday, international games, something, right?
It was Black Friday and playoff game. They had the Bills and Dolphins on there, and people paid for, and then the Steelers game. Like,
I believe the Brazil game is going to be, you got to pay to see that, I think.
I think you were correct, JR.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So you're paying how much for Sunday tickets? So if you're paying for all that, it should cover for every single game. And then it's more. You have to go buy three other networks to watch.
No, because you are giving the NFL $400. And Amazon is giving the NFL, I don't know, how much are they paying for these individual games? Couple mil, right, off the top?
Correct. And Netflix is paying so much money. The number that came out for that was absolutely insane just for Christmas games.
Yeah, well, they're getting a couple of bill every year from the television distributors. For single games, they're charging more than a mil. There are 272 NFL games. 272 games. That's the regular season. 272 games. Who's watching every game? How can you watch every game? I have Sunday ticket, and if I'm in my house, I may say this game is a blowout. I'm going to check in on this one, or I'm flipping back and forth. I'm not watching a game. I feel like I'm just looking at highlights, and then I also believe, because I refuse to pay for that, like, Red Zone is more money to just pay for what I just described. Instead of having to flip around, Red Zone will do it for you. And so instead of watching individual games, you're just watching highlights live as they happen? You're right. The NFL doesn't care about the fans. They care about the fans. They care about their money. That's it. And for years, they've got away with, hey, give us $400, you get every game. Nobody batted an eye. But, I mean, the way the world is right now with streaming and a la carte, it seems like there's a natural expectation now of, I live in Miami, but I like the Jets. Why the hell am I paying all of this money for all these other games I do not care about? I don't give a damn what Deshaun Watson is doing. I don't care what Geno is doing in the Pacific Northwest. I just want to see Aaron Rodgers get hurt or throw a touchdown or talk about ayahuasca. I don't want to pay all this money for all this extra stuff. NFL sure knows how to hustle people. And for a class action lawsuit, they got enough money. They will kind of stretch this out in litigation for the next forever. If you think you're going to see money, don't count on it. And if you do see money, $3, there's your cut. That'll make up for the $400 that you spent every year for the past, I don't know, 10 to 15 years. Yeah, that money, you can consider that cash gone. It's finished. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. Colton just said the NFL doesn't care about its fans. Well, I'm going to one-up that. I'm going to tell you about a league that doesn't care about its fans. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to tell you about an all-star in that league who just got voted to a damn all-star game, and then he got hurt. I'll explain on the other side of the break. Right before we went to break, we complained, because that's what we do, right? Especially about the price of things. Cost this much, and this cost this, and this is too much. We talked about the price of NFL Sunday ticket. Class action lawsuit, the NFL might have to dole out $13 billion after a small mom-and-pop restaurant bar in California said, enough is enough. You're going to charge us thousands of dollars to display NFL games? Like, this is robbery. Y'all are screwing us over. Well, the court agreed. Now the NFL is likely to appeal, so they don't have to pay nothing. Who wants to pay money? The answer is nobody. Colton brought up a great point. He's like, the NFL doesn't care about the fans. I'm like, yeah, you're right. They care about the money because they know the fans are going to pay it. And speaking of not caring about fans, I'm going to tell you about a league that typically they care about the fans' money too. I don't think they always think about the fans. I'm going to tell you what the hell is going on in a second. But before I do that, speaking of money, oh, we care about you. This company cares about you, too. Because with Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast. You get a proper meal. Get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. Grab yours today. Terms apply. And shout out to all my NASCAR fans, because NASCAR this week is at Nashville, where Ross Chastain won last year's event. Shout out to all my NASCAR fans. I need to hit up every track. I haven't been to a track in a while. I'm due. Atlanta Motor Speedway isn't too far away. Maybe I hit up and see what they're doing. Maybe around Labor Day. Anyway, the holidays are all rolling so damn fast, I cannot keep up. We're staring in the face of the 4th of July, less than a week away. I feel like we were just at Memorial Day. I don't know where the time goes, but it's here today and it's gone tomorrow. Can't make the time go backwards to save my life. Anyway, this other league that I was telling you about, well, all leagues, they want the money from the fans. They don't necessarily care about them. It's Major League Baseball. And the Summer Classic is on its way. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going to take place in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life, home of the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. It's going to go down July 18th. So you will blink. An all-star game will be here. But with these new all-star rules that I cannot keep up with, everything is just always changing. To me, just keep things the same. I can't keep up. There are rounds now when it comes to voting. And so players have to pass through multiple rounds to, you know, make the team. And so right now they're getting ready to go to the second round. Now that we've pretty much had the first round established and done. And the guys who got the most votes in the first round, they automatically make the All-Star team. It's rather prestigious. And so those two individuals, one representing the American League and the other representing the National League, are Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. There's your American League representative. And then there's Bryce Harper of the National League, of the Phillies. There is your National League representative. And Aaron Judge, no shock. This man, he basically already has a season's worth of numbers. Like, baseball is too easy for Aaron Judge. It is not an exaggeration to say that Aaron Judge is a man playing amongst boys. He's 6'7", 270 pounds. The man will crush you if he needed to. He has a season's worth of numbers. He is batting 300 with 30 home runs and 77 RBIs. I would say 90% of Major League Baseball players, maybe 95% of Major League Baseball players would sign up to have those be their numbers for the entire season. And if he continues going at this pace, maybe he breaks his own American League home run record. I don't know. Yeah, do the math. is 60 home runs, 100, and damn it, if he gets 150 RBIs, like, bro, just relax a little bit. I'm not even going to push him to the 160, 180. Let's relax, okay? Bryce Harper on the mound. Well, first, this is Aaron Judge's sixth All-Star appearance, sixth. Bryce Harper, on the other hand, this is his eighth All-Star game. He also got about 3 million votes. Aaron Judge got 3 million. Aaron Judge had more than him. Bryce Harper, 20 home runs, 58 RBIs, batting .303, the new first baseman of the Philadelphia Phillies. He's going to the All-Star game, right? Well, last night, because it is Bryce Harper and something has to go wrong. Is it his elbow? Is it his knee? Is it his neck? Is it his back? Well, last night, Philadelphia was playing against Miami, and Bryce Harper was at the plate. The game is pretty much done. Bryce Harper's trying to leg out a single just to try to get on base. The score is 7-4 Miami, and they're basically going to lose. He's like, man, if I can get on base, maybe we can get a rally going. Otherwise, the game is over. Things didn't work out that way last night for Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, well, this guy, take a listen to NBC Philly.
That's it, a heck of a career for him. This one's to the right side, gobbled up by the second baseman. Lopez throws to Scott on the run. That's a heck of a play, and Bryce is hurt. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. The Phillies lose the game 7-4. They lost Kyle Schwarber a couple innings ago, and now Bryce Harper looks like he's hurt. He hit the bag awkwardly.
And he grabbed that hamstring
right away.
Quick.
Come on, man. Like, can Bryce Harper stay healthy ever? So he had to leave the game, and now he's on the 10-day disabled list with a hamstring strain. Kyle Schwarber is also on the injured list, 10-day, with a left groin strain. And I'm like, damn it, is there always going to be something wrong with Bryce Harper? Always? He's 31 years old. I feel season after season after season, he can't make it through a season. Last year, 126 games. 2022, 99 games. 2021, 144. And by the time he was finishing up in Washington and just getting to Philly, he played in most of the games, but... You know, I will give Bryce Harper credit because Bryce Harper is not Mike Trout. I will give him that much. I mean, if you would go back 10 years, you would say to yourself, oh, my God, between Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, these are going to be the two biggest stars in Major League Baseball for the next 10 to 15 years. Not so much, right? This is like Shohei Ohtani's time. Aaron Judge, 32 years old. This man's power. They're going to slap him at DH one day and just say, bro, just hit the ball. And he's like, I can do it. I'm 6'7", almost 300 pounds. If you thought Frank Thomas was a problem, what the hell is Aaron Judge? You know, that's some fantasy booking right there. Colton, could you imagine a home run derby? Who else would you put in? If you put Frank Thomas and Aaron Judge in a home run derby, who else would you put in there?
Barry Bonds.
Oh, my God. Well, with or without the drugs?
Oof. Either way, Barry Bonds is in there.
Oh, I think it'd have to be the drug version.
I mean, you want a show, then clearly the drug version.
It'd be the drug. I mean, if we're going to do the drug version of the home, we got to get Jose Canseco in there as well.
Mark McGwire.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel this now. This feels dirty now. This feels dirty.
Well, you mentioned the drugs part of it. You like Barry Bonds with the drugs, so you know.
No,
there we go.
Frank Thomas is clean.
Hear you. Oh, so then you want an all clean version, Ken Griffey Jr.
Big natural fellow. Okay, no druggies.
Hey, like Barry Bonds was a show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for if we want the druggies, Manny Ramirez, Sammy Sosa,
that's
Mark
right,
McGwire, Jose. Who else? Rafael Palmeiro, you put him in there. Who's some other drug? Trying to think. I still remember that. I think Luis Gonzalez one year had 57 home runs. Am I making that up? think Luis Gonzalez. Listen, it's all bat speed, of course. All bat speed.
That's right.
All bat speed.
I see one clean. Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton can put it on a show in the home run derby. Josh Hamilton?
Clean? I mean, he was on some other type of drugs, that
yeah,
poor guy.
See? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where is Josh Hamilton?
I don't know where Josh Hamilton is.
Oh, is he in rehab? So I hope he is.
I hope so. I will never forget that home run derby, man. Wow.
He was cranking. Was that in Yankee Stadium?
Yes, it was. It was in Yankee Stadium. Put on a show.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton is 43 years old.
Giancarlo Stanton? It's about the only thing he can do is put the ball
clean.
In the park.
Yeah, he can't run around the bases.
No, don't ask him to do that. He's going to pull something like, oh, wait. Yeah, he's out again.
Yeah, a baseball player cannot. Well, listen, we've had a lot of baseball players that can't run, but damn. I think Giancarlo Stanton takes it to another level. Man, he needs a leg transplant. That's what he needs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a busy week. I'm trying to figure out the biggest story of the week. The Hawks trade DeJounte Murray. The Lakers get everybody. Kyle Filipowski is hanging out with his babysitter, I think, allegedly. We're going to talk about the week. What a wild one. Here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.